Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, December 12th, and it's after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we talk what is trending inside the news. Something drew my attention, Aaron, that I said I need to talk about. I need to hash it about. And the headline says, PM says Commission of Inquiry would be too expensive. And no, don't comment yet. Because I want that to seep in, moving forward. See, we can see this is like a pronouncement. The words here is like a pronouncement. PM says Commission of Inquiry would be too expensive. So what does that say about all future Commission of Inquiry moving forward? Is the Prime Minister saying that we ain't having no more? That's that. It's too expensive. It's not warranted. It's not needed. We don't need these things.
Perhaps he's saying, don't expect a commission of inquiry in the period from now until 2026 when the next general election is. Because that's the only time period he could speak for. That's the only time period he could speak for.
Good. I want to read that for the Bohemian people to understand. This is what our Prime Minister said regarding this. I could have found a better excuse not to have a commission of inquiry. You say, well, it's not needed at this present time. But to say it's too expensive.
So, pause. First of all, nobody could say it's not needed at this present time.
We got to say, being too expensive is a strange answer.
There are a number of issues that warrant a commission of inquiry, right? As opposed to criminal investigation. Because my question is, would a commission of inquiry be more expensive than a criminal investigation and subsequent prosecutions if required?
But we know we ain't investigating then. So I talk about...
Pause. What do you mean you know we not investigating anything?
Are we investigating anything? Anyone else be investigating anything?
Here's the thing about investigating things. You don't necessarily announce that you are doing it.
Or that you're not doing it.
Right. You don't actually... It's one of the things you don't do is you don't actually talk. It's like Fight Club. You don't talk about it.
And
you just do it.
When it's declared that I'm not going to speak on it anytime soon. And you just forget it 20 years later.
See, to me, it says to me, what do you mean you're not going to speak to investigators on it? Because maybe there's an actual investigation going on.
Yeah, until 20 years pass by. Yeah, like the missing Oban case. They investigate
I mean,
that too.
I appreciate what you're saying, you know, because when we read from the article, PM says Commission of Inquiry would be too expensive, right at the bottom of the...
How much does a Commission of Inquiry normally cost? Let me see if I'm willing to say, man, that's drop a bucket. Pay that. Did he mention a price? Maybe it's not too expensive to me or the Bohemian people. We can say, man, we can afford
it. Yeah, I can be honest with you. I bet you he doesn't even know what it would cost.
But yet he'll say it's too expensive?
Yeah.
And I bet you no news reporter asked to say, how much would it normally cost? Let's see if it is too expensive. Is $100,000 too expensive? $200,000? When does it get to the word too expensive?
Well, listen, which I find odd that he says it's too expensive, right? I'm going to read from the article. A day after the U.S. indictment was unsealed, Davis announced new legislation that would strengthen oversight of law enforcement agencies. He said the allegations that senior police and defense force officers colluded with Bahamian and Colombian drug traffickers to ship tons of cocaine through the Bahamas into the U.S. Amounts to a betrayal. Quote, we are going to use every resource and consider every option so that Bahamians can trust those who take an oath to protect them, close quotes. See, I don't understand what he means when he say a commission of inquiry would be too expensive because you say you are going to use every resource.
Yeah. Whatever it costs, whatever the price is. See, the double talk. I think in 1984, the book. They call it doublespeak.
He said, if I have to sell all the cheese and cracker and tea and biscuit from the break room.
If I got to sell San Salvador and rename it.
This boy say, if I have to sell Jerome Fitzgerald to solve this problem. Mm. I mean, but then he then goes on to say, consider every option. It's the consider part. It just don't line up with the other part. Here's another... Plans to reduce cost of living will be revealed in New Year. I just want you to hear something, right? It's another quote from the Prime Minister. Quote, we've done a lot, but there's still a lot to do, Davis said. Quote, we remain serious in our determination to improve the lives of Bahamians. See, they're serious in their determination to improve the lives of Bahamians. We will continue in our commitment to bring greater change. They didn't say we're going to continue to bring greater change, you know. They said we're going to continue in our commitment to bring greater change, to transform the country into a true paradise. So it ain't a true paradise right now? Because that's what you told me the day after the election. And then like in 2022, you told me that. 2023, you told me that. The beginning of 2024, you told me that. And now you're telling me that you remain serious in your determination to improve the lives of Bahamians. So when we go back to this quote here, we are going to use every resource and consider every option so that Bahamians can trust those who take an oath to protect them. And then you say, but yeah, not a commission of inquiry. That would be too expensive. What about investigations? What about criminal investigations? What about parallel investigations? Like when we asked you, the government, the government is continuous, but the administrations before you, when we asked you, hey, you see that Alstom case, the international case, and they say that an individual in the Bahamas has been named in a case before the courts, and our authorities refused to call the name out loud and then said to us, well, we would have to conduct our own investigations to determine what is in these files are correct, right? And how long did it take us to find out? What? We don't even know if the person who was brought before the courts is the person who was named in the investigation?
Yes, I just wanted to bring that about. I was a little concerned about the verbiage that a PM says the Commission of Inquiry would be too expensive. It seems as if that's not an option anymore for the Bahamas. That whatever the price tag for that, which we don't know, is now too expensive. So we're not considering that. I am concerned about that. That narrative is odd.
It's extremely odd. You know, it's odd juxtaposed to the fact that we still don't know how much the Golden Jubilee costs. But at no point did you say that it's too expensive to have it.
Yeah, at no point did he say it's too expensive to have it. And we know that Golden Jubilee more like he went over budget.
And what you haven't said out loud is it's too expensive to tell you all how much it costs, which is going to, I think, is going to become a part of a normal accepted political language. No, man, the thing too expensive to tell you how much it costs. It may upset you, give you gas or something. You want to read a bit from that article, though? PM says, Commission of Inquiry. PM Davis said yesterday, and this is the 11th of December, so said yesterday the government has decided against calling a Commission of Inquiry because it is too expensive. In the wake of an indictment filed in New York, which alleges corruption in the Bahamas' police and defense forces, opposition members have called for a Commission of Inquiry. The Nassau Guardian asked Davis why the government decided not to go down that route. Quote, we've examined the Commission of Inquiries and it is an extremely expensive exercise. How many Commission of Inquiries have we had here in the Bahamas?
Maybe two or three. I think the last one was in the 80s, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happened in the 80s, yeah, we ain't doing it no more.
And at this quote, and at this time, we don't have the resources to spend.
1992. I think the last one was in 1992. I can't recall.
Looking into things that happened in the 80s.
Yes, looking into things that happened in the 80s.
Like which travel agent booked that trip for Jolita?
And how come leaders find $1 million inside their bank account and can't explain how they get there?
Yeah. Davis said, following the House of Assembly, quote, our resources are needed to deal with the challenges of our people. And that is where we are focused right now, close quotes. Do you mean like the challenges at PMH?
Let me read this.
Yeah.
Social assistance benefits decreased from $14 million in July to September 2023 to $7.6 million in July 2024.
Read it, just the first part of the sentence again.
Social assistance benefits decreased from $14 million in July to September.
So what are they saying? Are they saying the amount they paid out decreased?
The amount they paid out decreased.
Or the need decreased, and so the amount they paid out decreased. Because the amount they paid out could have decreased while the need increased.
My point is, when you have that juxtaposed to trying to pay out and say for to help, what the phrase you read just now?
The resources to spend on such an inquiry are needed to deal with the challenges of our people, and that is where we are focused
right
now.
It doesn't seem as if they pay paying for invested in what need, the money needs to be done.
Yeah, because people need affordable housing. They don't need mortgages. They need affordable housing, housing that they can afford to maintain structurally within their pay scale.
Long and short, the government has money for whatever they want to have money for.
Yeah.
Let's go to this caller here, then we can continue the conversation. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Your Screen. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, just a few quick words. You know, we could be frank and we could just bypass the Commission of Inquiry, right? And just have a financial disclosure. Just like how they ask the ghetto youth or anyone here is in coma, anyone who doesn't appear to be of society, to document where they get this and that from. We could do the same with the status quo or those in the know. I mean, like I said, we are a nation of BSs, or we are all mindless. Bless them.
Thank you very much, Jeff 52. This text got me smiling as we continue to talk about what's trending inside the newspaper today. Say, good morning, y'all. Do y'all mean the Golden Jubilee file they put into the time capsule?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because they still, they texted, were you there? Because you know what I noticed in the article? Because I only found one article on it, right? They didn't list the items that they put inside the time capsule. Mm-hmm. Like, that's part of the process. Like, who it for? They say, who it for?
Who is it for?
Was it for us? Mm-hmm. Is it for the political class? Yeah. Who it for?
I just found it entertaining. And so let me read that tidbit that the texter gave. But the idea, a number of Bahamians are concerned, right? They're not comfortable with what is happening in the police force, right? Mm-hmm. And by extension, the defense force. And they want some closure, some confidence to garner that support back. And I'm not sure, without a commission of inquiry, I'm not sure whether what the government is doing to what they claim to foster or bolster up the police force is sufficient, right? We have a commissioner of police who said, I won't speak on this issue anymore until further notice. And weeks, months go by, the people are still concerned, and we have no clue.
I mean, matter after matter.
Listen, it's a series of matters. He just never came back. Came back to us with.
September 9th, we have a tragic incident involving a vehicle assigned to or belonging to a senior member of the judiciary.
Yeah.
A collision resulting in a fatality.
Yeah.
The individual driving the vehicle belonging to or assigned to a senior member. That which the police have to do. Now, see, here's the thing. That which the police have to do to regain the public's trust is broader than a commission of inquiry. But it could be very simple as well, you know. I bet you as soon as police start stopping at stop signs, as soon as they stop turning left on red anywhere but University Drive and University Commons, right, or University Drive and Moss Road, because now there are two intersections, there are two signs at one intersection, right? That will perhaps instill confidence in the Bahamian people. That will begin to rebuild trust in the Bahamian people. But a commission of inquiry in and of itself won't do it. Criminal investigations in and of themselves won't do it. And surely what we're hearing from you tells us clearly that you don't have the capacity to do it. Because nobody takes you seriously. Not the right-thinking people, not the criminally-minded people. Nobody takes you seriously if you want to talk about police corruption and contraband smuggling without referencing the broader historic context of these things happening in the Bahamas.
I have another article I want you to read, but you also mentioned something about fishing.
The Fisherman Triumph in Anchor Awards.
So I can let you read that. There is a narrative once upon a time what sunk the Bahamas to, in my words, depression. A number of Bahamians, especially if you ask my stepfather, my mom, when they say a nation for sale, mm-hmm. Bahamians still have anxiety about that. A shameful point in our history when he said prisoners could come here and buy whatever they want, bribing politicians. It's called a nation for sale. This headline, reads, "The Bahamas not solely to blame for the drug flow through the region," Monroe says, right? And I'm saying that Bahamians have an anxiety. They don't want their name called or reference regarding drugs, especially when they're dealing with high-ranking officials, right? So instead of we try to curb, correct, eradicate that negative narrative, I see that a number of us have started using excuses. It ain't only us. When I was younger, my niece and I, when we was getting in trouble, right? And my point notes, let me see what she did. Surely she needs to be reprimanded. And she would say, but it's not only me. Other people is doing it too. Therefore, she doesn't deserve to get reprimanded. And I'm seeing this headline, Bahamas not only to be blamed for drug flow through the region. It's not only us. That means I ain't getting no negative critique. But
I mean, we go to the call, and then I want to go back to that headline just briefly.
I thought he was going to read about fishing, but go ahead.
Fishermen too. But yeah. You brought that up. That headline is, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Newry. Good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to my brethren, 52.
Morning.
When Mr. Moore came in the 80s to do the commission of inquiry, where did he get the information from to ask the questions in the inquiry?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Repeat the question again.
When Mr. Moore came in, because I want to get the
Moore
came in to do the inquiry, right? Where did he get the information from to ask the questions in the inquiry?
He was conducting investigations, eh? Others were conducting investigations, right?
So when he came in, before he did the inquiry, like he had a team who went through and audited stuff and different things like that.
I know.
Because, see, the reason why I'm asking is because Mr. Moore was a foreigner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if a foreigner can come in and obtain information locally and then use that local information to question our government officials, right, why can't we as a people conduct that type of thing ourselves without bringing someone in, right? For one, right? Because the whole thing with the cost could be brought down if we could do that here in-house, right? And I mean, talking about the cost thing, the Deputy Prime Minister post, which you say don't exist, Ms. Green, which I understand is unconstitutional, which I understand how come we could allow it. That means the government breaking it, going against the Constitution. But he was saying something about the $10 million they spent or so on the PR thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they could spend $10 million on a PR thing. I'm certain that a commission of inquiry, even if it was done like the one in the 80s, wouldn't amount to $10 million. You know what I mean? But my point is that why can't then we have a commissioner of police, right? Why can't the commissioner of police commission an inquiry?
Because the inquiry is into the police.
No, but I mean, what I'm trying to say too is that he can or she can, whoever is the commissioner of inquiry now, right, or we the public or the courts or whoever, can get a team, just like how Mr. Moore had, right? And even if we have to get that team from foreign to investigate us, to do proper audits or whatever the case may be, right, we could pay a private, because our government pays private firms here locally to do certain things, so we can get a private firm from another country.
Okay, so using a foreigner is a mechanism to manage conflicts of interest that will arise through
but we have had commission of inquiry with Bahamians who did it. It's not a foreign thing.
Right.
Yeah, you're making it seem as if it has to be a foreigner to do it. No.
Right, but I'm saying, but when you have a foreigner, it is a mechanism that it attempts to manage conflicts of interest.
Definitely. And because the thing about it, because my main problem with a commission of inquiry is that even when there is information that is exposed that could, say, be criminal to someone, that individual does not face criminal charges. You know, we need a type of inquiry.
It's called a criminal investigation.
Yeah, we need something, and that's why I was talking about bringing the police in it. when I was talking about the...
Yeah, but in this instance, see, the problem is, in this instance, it would be the police investigating themselves.
Yeah, I understand. But not only the police themselves. I'm talking about politicians also. You know what I mean? The government. Not only the police itself, but also government, because the commission of inquiry that we had was about the workings of our government in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but my whole thing is that we need to have, if we're going to spend money or we're going to do some type of investigative thing like that, where it reveals information that we find to be criminal, the least we could do is have the people who are found to be guilty of these things brought up on criminal charges. Because then why waste time, again, having a commission of inquiry to have the results that we have today, where we're still talking about
what
was said in the 80s.
You're right. And the model, thank you very much, caller.
Thank you very much. You'll have a good day.
You too. And the model doesn't work. See, when we raise issues with politician performance in government, right? What we're told by the leader of the party, the political party, is that, oh, you get to adjudicate on vote day and you get to vote them out, right? And so we vote them out, right? You tell us that's all we could do. So we use the mechanism you say you're making available to us and we vote them out. That's the punishment, right? Like, we don't want them in politics. But then another political cycle turns over and then you present these same people to us again as if we didn't use the mechanism to show you that we don't want them in our politics.
I think the issue here is we don't understand what a commission of inquiry is about or what it's for. It's not necessary for criminal prosecution. It's to find out what went wrong, what works, and what can we implement to improve.
That's why I wanted to stick a pin in the conversation earlier, right? When the prime minister is saying that a commission of inquiry is too expensive, right? And that's all he says?
Mm-hmm.
What he's telling you is that we're not going to engage in a criminal investigation. See, put the response to, oh, a commission of inquiry is too expensive. The response to that is that's cool because we don't want it. We want criminal investigations.
Yeah, but we ain't doing no criminal investigations.
No, man, Mr. Nuri, let me...
Are we doing any criminal investigations?
Let me borrow your bank account. So since you ain't worried about living, mm-hmm. let me borrow your bank account and your passport. What else you have of value? You have a safe deposit key?
No.
Let me borrow that too.
Mm-hmm.
I know what no mean. Since you ain't concerned about life, just come with them things.
Mm-hmm. See, this is my point. If the commission of inquiry is too expensive, there should have been an alternative suggested.
That's the point I'm making.
The alternative suggested would be a criminal investigation.
Right.
That is not happening.
But the point I'm making is that the response to the statement, a commission of inquiry would be too expensive, is not to examine the value of a commission of inquiry, is to say to the author, the speaker, the person who said that, I know what you're saying, and it's a shame you wouldn't say it plainly, especially since you're the prime minister. Tell us to our face that you are aware of the potential of obvious corruption in your system, but you are not prepared to engage the mechanisms available to you to eradicate it.
And that's what commission inquiry is about. It's about identifying what does not work or what does work and then coming up with strategies to improve it. And if there is no commission of inquiry to identify what went wrong, what broke down, nothing is corrected. At this present time, our deputy prime minister, what's the official title for the airport? Minister of what?
Tourism, aviation, and investments.
Said that we follow everything that is working at the airport. The airport is perfect. In his press release, conference, whatever it is, he said, we follow this, it's working. But clearly, something is wrong at the airport.
Because how could you say the people named in the indictment don't even work in the airport?
Yeah.
The people named in the indictment are accused of doing things in the airport. So how you could say nothing is wrong?
So therefore, it needs to be an inquiry to find out
what is
wrong.
No, there needs to be a criminal investigation. We know what is wrong. Mm. What is wrong is an administrative crisis.
Mm.
That's what's wrong. We know what's wrong. So whenever anybody comes to you and says, oh, a commission of inquiry would be too expensive, tell them that's good because we don't want one. We want criminal investigations.
Yeah, it's go down. What happened to the Oberheim file? I didn't see how this is going to end. Let's go to
the caller. You're not gonna prosecute anybody. You're not gonna demand for anyone to prosecute. We're not gonna do anything that jeopardizes our proximity to comfort and the political class.
I remember one time we was investigating what happened to the donation money for the feeding network.
Yeah,
we was investigating. We don't know what.
And we talked the group in Abaco and. Even the politicians are flippant the way that they speak about it in the House with their perceived privilege, right? The way that they speak about it. What you have to do is to demand criminal investigations.
We still can't confirm nor deny if we still have the 10% files in the Grand Bahama Port Authority.
Is it 7% shares?
But my point is, we don't know if we have it or yet. We just talk about it. Some people say, yes, we have it. Some people say, no one can confirm, yes, of course, we have a seat here. And we just comfortable. Nobody saying no. Let's do an inquiry.
Why you keep saying that?
Because it's...
I am. Yeah. You are.
Yeah.
So why you keep saying nobody? Say only two people.
Look where you go.
Say only two people. That's the truth.
Bahamians are comfortable with not knowing.
No, Bahamians are not comfortable with not knowing. But they just don't know that feeling is not gas. It's discomfort. They think it's gas.
Yeah. Read your fishing thing.
And then we got some text to read, Mr. Newry. So November 16th, the inaugural Anchor Awards was hosted, I think, at Bahama. Was it at Bahama? I think it was at Bahama. I don't know why. There, but anyway, Fisherman Triumph and Anchor Awards. The awards were on November 16th. Today is December 12th. This is in the Tribune. Bahamas Fly Fishing Industry Association members are beaming with pride as three of the recent Anchor Awards presented by the Ministry of Agriculture. Okay. I think I read this story before, Mr. Newry. I just want to make this point. It's like the three. Or a number of members of the Bahamas Fly Fishing Industry Association won awards, and they wrote a press. It looks like they wrote a press conference, a press statement, and then the media picked it up, and ZNS picked it up as coverage of. Anyway, there was an anchor award. The fishermen are the backbone of this country. The Bahamian at Montague Ramp, who sail out from Montague Ramp, they real man, they Bahamian, and the woman them too. And I just wish that y'all would take things seriously in this country. The event had a beautiful tribute to fishermen gone but not forgotten. It was a beautiful tribute. I asked the Bahamian on the dock if they even see the tribute. They were unaware of it. I want to say condolences to the Montague Ramp family as we honor Shaky. I got Shaky name in my notes, but I know Shaky all my life is Shaky, right? He was once a Ramp president, Montague Ramp president at one point, Ramp Association president. But he's part of the Montague Ramp family. And so I want to say congratulations to all the fishermen that won awards. And condolences to the families of all who were recognized in the honorarium portion of the event. Gone but not forgotten. Yeah, man.
Good. I have a text here because I wanted to quickly read that Bahamas not solely to blame for drug flow.
Oh, right. That's what I was saying.
This text goes, morning. Remember the government only spent $12 million on travel and no money for the Commission of Inquiry until we meet again.
I mean, and I'm almost certain they didn't spend any money to give the people in the Public Disclosure Commission more than two word processor. So the headline, Bahamas not solely to blame for drug flow through region, Monroe says. When you read it, I was giggling, right? Mm-hmm. I appreciate the point that you make that it appears as if we are sort of fobbing off. We are trying to share blame. However, there is another point. I'm not sure if that's the point that the minister is making, right? Mm-hmm. But it's important to acknowledge that there is a narco economy and there is a drug war, right? And I think what most people don't recognize is that a narco economy is the result of a war on drugs. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, the narco economy is a response to an economic war on developing countries. Mm-hmm. But further to that, here's another point separate from that to make. When the Americans attempt to prosecute us for these acts, it's important to acknowledge that it's possible that there are also Americans involved.
They normally lock the Americans away.
Yeah, I'm just saying that this is about a transshipment. Like, it's coming from somewhere, it's going somewhere else, and it's moving through here. It is because of our geography that we experience these things. If we were not Bahamians, if we were not the descendants of Africans who were brought over here in chains, whoever it was who was in these islands, they'd likely be doing the same thing.
And the United States would have prosecuted them too.
In the United States, because that's where the thing's going.
Yeah. So I'm seeing the reference.
That's because you don't want to see it. And I'm okay with that.
I'm just saying that.
That's okay, because we live helping, in a culture where you peep some and you keep some. And I'm okay with that.
If we are in the transshipment, then we need to get locked up. You can't say excuse that it ain't us.
He didn't say it ain't us. He said it ain't just us.
Yeah. So go blame other people who you also arrested too.
Or perhaps to properly eradicate the problem, you have to. Right, you have to be able to identify what causes the problem. If you don't identify that, you're not going to be able to eradicate the thing.
Yeah, the problem is the supply and demand and the middleman. So they just need to lock up everybody.
No, the supply and demand creates the middleman.
Yeah, and they can't curb it.
I could be honest. That's why y'all ain't winning the war on drugs now.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's why y'all ain't winning it.
I don't even think there's a war. They're just making this play out.
That's why y'all.
It's a whole matrix. It's just pretend.
That's why y'all are where you are now?
Yeah. How many people got suspended from the house?
6. It should have been more. It should have been 39.
Why would you say 39?
Because, it's a long time since I've been to an orchestral affair. Like, to hear something orchestrated. It's been a long time.
Well, the leader of the opposition said it was not orchestrated. It happened by the whim, at a whim. But we can see that that was planned. The issue here still remains, right? The Free National Movement opposition is concerned that the speaker is biased. I'm not saying that she is. They have voiced numerously that the speaker is biased, and then they orchestrated a plan to get attention to it. Some people critique them, saying, man, you all carry on like a Jack Ninny in the house, slapping that. And who's that MP with that cheap suit who get tear up? Because I've never known suits could tear up. You didn't see the suit just tear right apart?
What was the color of the suit?
I think it was a dark color suit, but I mean, all the arms just tore off.
Like, was it an FNM or a PLP?
It was an FNM.
Were they being, at what stage in the event was it? They were being hauled up and
hauled up? And the two arms of the suit just tore off. I've never seen a suit. You see it in the movies,
mm-hmm.
But I've never seen a suit just the two arms tear off just by. You being shoved out.
I mean, lifted up forcefully.
Yeah, and the two
and
arms.
And dragged and hoisted out of the room.
And your two arms and, just tear off.
Yeah.
What type of suit that is?
They a Superman suit.
No.
It may just be a normal, regular suit.
That was just peculiar, right? This text says, good morning, all. I don't trust the police to investigate the police. I don't trust the PLP to investigate the PLP. I don't trust the clergy to investigate the clergy. Bring in an independent body who no connections to anyone to investigate. What is this administration hiding or distracting us from?
We can't trust the FNM to investigate the PLP. We can't trust the PLP to investigate the FNM. We can't trust the opposition to investigate the governing administration. And we can't expect the governing administration to investigate the loyal opposition. They can talk about it, though. They can rah, 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 and rear up and waste time and use mechanisms within the House to blah, 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 and make noise. But we can't expect them to actually do anything about it, even with the mechanisms available to them through the Constitution at the tips of their fingers.
This is a sports reference. You appreciate this. It says, Monroe's utterances deflecting blame reminds me when Kobe, God bless his soul, said Shaq did it too when he was caught in extramarital affairs.
Kobe said that?
Apparently so. I don't know if Kobe said that.
Yeah.
All of us used to go there and go into that room.
Mm-hmm.
Can't blame me. Well, I actually want to divorce me and take my money.
One of the effective, most effective parts of the political culture is its ability to like create a collective amnesia amongst the people. Right? See, because if you remembered who we are, where we are, and whence we come from, then when you read statements like that, Bahamas not solely to blame for drug flow through region, Monroe says, you read it for exactly what it is and not what they hope we infer from it. Mm-hmm. You want me to read the article? Six right. FNMs?
Yeah, man.
Six opposition MPs were named by the Speaker and suspended yesterday from the House of Assembly for two sittings stemming from actions which took place last week when St. Barnabas MP Shenandoah Cartwright snatched the mace and hurled it out of a window. The suspended members include Cartwright, go to page 5, Free National Movement leader and Marco City MP Pintard, Long Island MP Gibson, St. Anne's MP White, East Grand Bahama MP Kwesi Thompson, and Central Grand Bahama MP Iram Lewis. Iram or Iram? Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, who was not in the House of Assembly last week when the mace was thrown out, left the chamber yesterday moments after his FNM colleagues were named and did not stand in opposition with them to the suspension. Before naming the members, a term that describes disciplining MPs for violating House rules, Speaker of the House of Assembly, Patricia DeVoe, expressed disappointment in their behavior, asserting that she will not let her authority in Parliament be disrespected. This can be stick a pin there.
Right.
So every time it's public disclosure time and the honorable members sitting before you don't explain why it is that the declarations haven't been gazetted per provision in law, you don't feel disrespected then? You don't feel like they're making a mockery of you? Okay, no problem. No problem. Quote, I preside today with profound disappointment to address an incident that occurred within this esteemed chamber on December 4th, 2024. Quotes DeVoe said. Here's a question I want to ask Mr. Newry. Mm-hmm. Is this the some amount of punishment, right? Like, because, you know, PLP administration was using very strong language, mm-hmm. right, in response to the events that occurred. They're suggesting that, you know, charges should be brought, right? Is this the suspension for two sittings? Is that the punishment for
the disruption?
For the disruption, is that it?
Yeah, I assume so.
Okay. Because here's what I'm thinking, right? Prior to today and the breaking news this morning about the JCNP's decision and the Way Forward faction's decision, prior to that moment, I thought, you know, the PLP had a have a hard road in front of it leading to the next election.
Okay.
And two things would have made it even harder for them. The first is if there were no Junkanoo.
Yes.
Because at that point, the people don't care why there's no Junkanoo. All that matters is that there's no Junkanoo and you at the helm.
I still think that it's necessary for the government to reclaim Junkanoo for the Bahamian people. See, the government represents us. I think it is problematic for the JCNP to claim that they own Junkanoo for future. I think it'll cause more problems in the future.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's just me.
People like to win these little battles without thinking about the war. The second thing is this. I think had the PLP laid charges against Cartwright or any of the FNM members in the House for what any injuries that occurred that day in particular, right? Because there was lots of conversation implying, leading the listener to infer that Cartwright ought to be held responsible for the injuries that Petty, the deputy speaker, sustained.
And the threat for the speaker. Her life was in danger, she said. Thank God for the water.
Yeah. That if the PLP had charged Cartwright or any FNM member in the House, except for Minnis, maybe they'd have gotten away with it if they did the Minnis, that would have been a nail in their coffin.
You think?
Yeah. that would have had a massive, they would have made Cartwright a martyr and given the FNM sufficient social credit to propel them, to give them a sizable momentum leading into the next general election.
Okay. I don't have any reference for it, but okay.
What do you mean you don't have any reference for it?
I don't necessarily think that it would have mattered.
So you're telling me if the government had charged Cartwright with assault mm-hmm. or battery, right? Held him legally, tried to charge him, holding him legally responsible for the injuries that Petty sustained or the police officers sustained.
Yeah.
If they had charged them with an offense, a crime of taking the mace and throwing it out the window, that in the court of public opinion, they may have won in the court, but in the court of public opinion, they would have lost, right? And that it would have made a deeper political point that they are prepared to engage in petty politics, even in the face of their own missteps and perceived wrongdoings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to take a quick commercial break here. And then when you come back, I want, Kermit, can you play that clip I just sent you via WhatsApp for me when we come back? This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We talk about hot topics happening this week as we have commentary about it. The way forward, Valley Boys has conceded. They conceded to rush as an F group, a fun group, in this coming Boxing Day.
Let the F group perform better than Valley in the
they
A group.
Have New Year's Day to worry about that, right? I still have.
Hold on, I thought it was the whole season. I thought the rules were you had to participate in the F group, Kermit, for the whole season, both parades, it's not just one.
Both great parades or one parade? Kermit, is both two?
Yeah,
interesting.
Man. Playground have plenty petty rules, buddy.
Then later on in the 16, when they rule on who owns the Valley Boys name, it should be interesting to see. I mean, God forbid, if the Way Forward owns the name.
See, I remember the part about the Attorney General's letter I remember the most. It's that part when he's saying, like, you beware, financial and legal exposure.
Yeah.
Beware, seek legal advice. That's the part I always remember in that poem.
We'll see it. We'll be right back.
Listen, I think that this Christmas, you should really get in the spirit of things. I mean, apart from the great prices, I think your customers would like to see more of you. So I think that you should greet your customers some in the morning, some in the afternoon. I don't expect you to be there all day. Now listen. Now, you know red is the color of Christmas. So I think that you should be in a red tuxedo. You would be saying something. Huh? Your customers would really feel like Santa Claus. Reach!
He could wear that red suit this Christmas. Sale ends December 24th.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Indictment was coming down for a particular figure. I was informed. I told the relevant authority, proceed. I have nothing to hide, proceed. So I was informed about that particular indictment. I can only say that he's now prime minister. If he was not informed, then it meant that the U.S. government and personnel does not trust him, nor his government. If he's informed, he's telling us that he was not informed. Therefore, that is untruth. If he was not informed, like he said, like the commissioner said, like Minister of National Security said, if they were not informed, that's two scenarios. The third scenario as to why they were not informed is maybe they too were being investigated. So one is, and that's why it's so important to have a commission. A lot of these questions can be answered. Now,
maybe they too were being investigated.
Let me read, that clip is from Eyewitness News, right?
Yes.
Let me read the story, the text that came with the clip. Former PM on indictment. Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis said he was informed by U.S. officials of a forthcoming indictment against a, quote, Bahamian public figure, close quotes, in 2020 while he served as Prime Minister. He revealed this to reporters as he questioned Davis's claims that he was blindsided by the United States indictment that exposed acts of corruption by two Bahamian law enforcement officers, while also shedding light on a, quote, high-ranking Bahamian politician, close quotes, who is alleged to have been willing to facilitate a cocaine scheme for a $2 million bribe. Dr. Minnis again reiterated the importance of a commission of inquiry that he suggested would have brought this and more information to light. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe has insisted, however, that authorities would not be able to hold individuals criminally responsible for anything they say in a commission of inquiry. So we need some legislation that says, like, if you confess or have been identified mm-hmm. as engaging in wrongdoing in a commission of inquiry, then you are barred from public service. You're barred from serving in the House of Assembly. If you treat it like a bankruptcy, like for 14 years, you gotta have good behavior before you could get back into politics.
Let me squeeze this person in before we go. Kermit. Go ahead, caller. You have 30 seconds.
Hello?
Turn your radio down, caller.
30 seconds.
Oh, please. Yes. Thank you very much. See you soon.
30 seconds.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Man, look here. I wonder why you played a clip so late in the show season.
Forgive me.
You know, it's another scenario.
You go on?
Yeah, okay.
We ran out of time. Okay, anyway, tomorrow, I'm off. Oh, I'm out tomorrow. So Erin will be hosting my show tomorrow. Hopefully she's able to do one or two of these conversations again. And I guess I'll play that clip again so we
you
can have
it
a
to
conversation.
Me, so
I'll send the clip to you again. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Erin Green. Again, I'm off tomorrow. We're still soliciting with gifts, right?
Yes, for our holiday giveaway. On the clock, Guardian Radio AM holiday giveaway. We are asking our listeners, our followers, our supporters, and family and friends of The Guardian to support our holiday giveaway. We're looking for prizes and surprises for our listening audience.
Yes. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.